And you know, there's no question that recycling is a good thing. And taking that blue tub out to the curb is an easy way to feel good about yourself. But St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra tells us that a lot of what you think is getting recycled probably isn't.
Remember the days when recycling meant prying the staples out of office paper, meticulously washing bottles and cans, and taking everything, carefully separated, to a drop-off center? Now, I just toss it all into a big blue dumpster in the alley behind my house. SingleStream has made recycling a lot easier for consumers. But then you see a garbage truck picking up recycling and wonder, is it just headed for a landfill? It turns out it's not. SingleStream Recycling ends up at a place called a Materials Recovery Facility, or MRF, as in MRF, for short. A MRF is part warehouse, part industrial plant. A single facility can process hundreds of tons every day, using workers and high-tech machines. Brent Batliner manages the St. Louis Area Recycling Division of Republic Services. He's standing next to something called an optical sorter.
This machine is like a large grocery store scanner. It's got infrared scanners that as material passes underneath it, it will read the chemical makeup of the bottle.
This optical sorter is set to scan for HDPE, or number 2 plastic. When a milk jug or detergent bottle reaches the scanner, a row of air jets sends it flying off the conveyor and into a storage bunker 25 feet below.
Pops it right off the belt.
There are more optical sorters, a machine with a magnetic belt to capture steel, and one with spinning magnets that repel aluminum. But even with all that high-tech equipment, single-stream recycling is far from perfect. Batliner says some of the residential single-stream recycling here does end up at a landfill. Part of the problem is, well, you. While you pat yourself on the back for the plastic bags and greasy pizza boxes you try to recycle, the MRFs can't process them.
People sometimes want to put a lawnmower motor in. You know, well, it's steel, but it's not what we do here.
That's Gary Gillum. In his 20 years with Resource Management, which runs another St. Louis area MRF, Gillum has seen it all.
One of the guys came in one day with a hand grenade.
It turned out to be a fake. Contamination is a bigger problem. Mixing everything together is convenient, but it leads to wet paper and bits of broken glass that can't be sorted.
As we often say, you can't unscramble an egg.
Susan Collins, who directs the Container Recycling Institute, a nonprofit research and advocacy group, says what single stream wins in volume, it sacrifices in quality.
In terms of preserving the quality of materials so that the maximum materials collected can actually be recycled, single stream is one of the worst options.
Collins says about a quarter of single stream recycling goes to the dump. For glass, that loss can be as high as 40%. Even so, in the constant tug of war between quality and convenience, convenience wins. And while single-stream processing increases in popularity, the trade-off is apparent. For NPR News, I'm Veronique LaCapra.